Tongass Advisory Committee member Kirk Hardcastle gave a pretty good summary of public comment presented that morning.
Conservatives say no, conservationists say no, tourism says no, fisheries biologists say no, wildlife biologists say no, timber says no, public comments say no, constituents say no, owners in the lower 48 all say no. Everybody, generally across the board, says no to what we're doing on this tack.
For example, here's Dick Coos, former district ranger for the Ketchikan Ranger District. He says there isn't enough second growth yet. It's happening too fast, and the committee should just say no.
Quite frankly, I think this is $1 million or plus waste of time. The Forest Service, I think, has demonstrated scientifically that trying to convert too quickly is not the right way to do it.
And here's Buck Lindekugel of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. He says environmental groups like his have submitted their own set of recommendations that would lead to a faster transition to young growth to save remaining old stands from logging.
Only 4% of the forest is the big old trees that have the most wildlife, most benefit to wildlife and to fish and to timber. And unfortunately, when logging started on this forest, those biggest, most accessible trees on the flattest grounds were targeted first. And as a result of that high grading, we don't have the same options today that we had back then.
So slow it down, speed it up. Either way, nobody's happy, not even committee members. But some on the committee say maybe if nobody's happy, that means they've found the compromise they've been looking for. What they're looking for is a set of recommendations for the U.S. Forest Service to transition away from old-growth timber harvest, replacing it with second growth. Committee member Brian McNitt represents conservation interests. He says the fact that people are uncomfortable means there's a realization that change is going to happen, but he says change is needed.
I guess my thought is, you know, when I hear all the no's, that to me means, you know, I want to leave it the same the way it is today. And I, you know, my question is, though, how's that been working for you?
After public comment, the committee got into some details of their draft set of recommendations. There were areas where they all pretty much agree, such as transitioning to second growth within 15 years and using a 1-to-1 replacement ratio during the transition. Then there were areas with less agreement. A bullet point regarding 5-year goals was a big discussion point and showed where some on the committee were uncomfortable, just like the people who testified earlier. The proposal was for the Forest Service to map out and start planning potential old-growth sales while starting the preliminary work for second growth. The idea is that what's potentially available during the transition will then be known, giving the timber industry some assurance. After 5 years, the focus would switch and the true transition would begin. Conservationists on the committee are a little worried about continued old-growth logging. Timber reps are equally nervous about what they say is a hard stop date for old growth. Here's Eric Nichols, a timber industry representative.
You're saying that year 5, we're going to look back and see whether our young growth assumptions are anywhere close. But also at year 5, you can't plan any more old growth. So at some point here, all your planning process is gone.
No,
and now you're saying, younger, what are we going to do now?
McNitt responded by pointing out that conservationists on the committee were recommending that the Forest Service devote resources to planning old-growth timber harvests. That's not a comfortable place for them either.
It's that kind of uncomfortable space in the middle that sometimes, you know, like all this, you have to get to.
And that uncomfortable space where everyone feels a little insecure seems to be where the committee is headed. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.